you, Mason. Hello, and welcome once again to the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium Show. So happy to have you along for the next hour. Hello, Bethany in Seattle. Pulled an angel card for you. Seems money's coming your way. You should stop worrying about it. We are coming to you live tonight from a wintry cold mountainside in the interior of Alaska. Everything, including myself and the dogs, are frosty and cold. We are brought to you tonight in part by the beautiful stars of Alaska in Anchorage and the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation, where we are working in tandem to bring you the best of all tools and educational experiences on the metaphysical level. Susie at Stars can hook you up with crystals, stones, singing bowls, and singing bells, and we can teach you the deeper insights you desire to know. The foundation will soon be expanding, so stay tuned for details. We'll be feeding your mind and feeding your body, growing together for a healthier lifestyle and world. Beautiful meditation gardens, beautiful healthy food, and beautiful new enlightened beginnings. Just a heads up that the annual Fun Fest of the Paranormal, known as Metapalooza, will be moving from the former location and the former weekend. Stay tuned and we'll keep you up to date. You're going to love the direction this expo is headed. For now, it's a secret. But be prepared to be amazed. Tonight, I'd like to talk about how things are perceived. In a very simplistic way, let's talk about finding peace where you are. Before we do that, I'd like to introduce myself to anyone listening who I've not met. I am the Executive Director of the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation. I am a teacher of professional mediumship and a working psychic medium in Anchorage, Alaska. My intention is to attract those wishing to expand their awareness and abilities in the metaphysical world of communication. Mediumship is a form of healing work. As healers, we can assist you in the healing process, but the actual work is always up to you. As mediums, we're the telephones for understanding, awareness, and messages from loved ones across the veil. I hold a PhD in religious studies and a DD in divinity. I am an ordained minister who facilitates two weekly world peace meditation groups here in the Last Frontier. If you're interested in attending one or in beginning a meditation group of your own, please feel free to email or call me, and I would be happy to pass along the information and the meditation. We can never have enough world peace meditation circles on the planet. I'd like to extend an open invitation tonight for callers who would like to call in and receive mini mediumship readings. You're welcome to call on the toll-free numbers from Station 1 or Station 2 at any time. I'd be happy to take your call. If you find that you would like a deeper or more personal reading with me, please find my contact information on the homepage here at BBS. The toll-free call-in numbers for tonight are 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, 888-228-4494, and a toll-free call-in number from anywhere in the world is 877-489-6350. Please also note that the show will be changing times. We will now be heard starting January 7th at 4 o'clock, so you on the East Coast don't have to stay up till midnight. So, before we go any further, I'd like to claim the space we're working from. As I've been known to say, we never do any work with the other side without first claiming our space. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time, and thank you for this place. We ask that you surround each of us in a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward, backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk in this current lifetime. We now open the gate for guides, guardians, and angels who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed over to the other side, you're welcome to come through at this time. We do close the gate to those that carry negativity and dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, here or hereafter. We call on the archangels. Please surround us individually. Please surround us collectively. And with this claiming of our space, we will now begin. I wanted to talk about how do we find peace in hard situations. How do we find peace when we're looking for justice, or an answer to why did this happen. Peace comes from that point of knowing that all is well. Peace comes from inner balance. That regardless of the current circumstances, all is in divine and perfect order. To joke a bit, everything is moving ahead according to the prophecy. Peace comes from the point of understanding that we don't have all the answers. Personally, I have come to understand that we do write our life scripts. What does this mean, and why would we script pain into our lives? As I understand the process to work, we sit down with our guides, guardians, angels, soul group, and all who would be involved in our spiritual evolution long before we choose to incarnate. We decide what concepts we would like a deeper understanding of on our spiritual quest, and we choose those people and circumstances which would enlighten us in the best way. I'm sure that we first scripted the easiest and most pain-free way to learn and understand. I also have come to understand that somewhere along the way, some people were told the old misnomer, no pain, no gain, sadly took it to heart. We agreed to learn, and we also agreed to help others learn. This brings up the point of reincarnation. Do I believe in reincarnation? Yes, I do. I also believe in parallel realities, more than one existence at one time. This understanding helped me wrap my brain around many of the happenings I have experienced and observed others experiencing in their lives. If we look at today's headlines, we see many deaths involving children. A little girl with the mother as the main suspect. One dear boy who died as a child, whose family has finally gotten closure when the son would now be 33. Young people taking their lives every day. How do we find peace with these things? We need to look at the bigger picture, asking ourselves what purpose can possibly be served in the spiritual evolution of the lives involved. What good comes from a murder or a suicide? It truly depends on how we are able to look at it. I know in my own experience the complete understanding that the one I loved very much put themselves in the situation that ended with their violent death let me begin to realize the anger at the situation. Did this person learn from their experience? You bet they did. How was I able to know that they had learned? I learned through mediumship. Through being able to connect with an ethical reader who truly understood the importance of what they were doing and the healing of the message they were bringing through. This was no small task. But with only a few words that I understood as volumes, I was able to truly get the closure I needed to make some life-changing choices. The pain of losing this person lessened, and my understanding deepened. The next step in the process was to understand that the loved one's evolution and understanding would aid my own evolution and understanding. Our lives, here and now, are not the only lives we will experience. We will absolutely, without a doubt, reconnect with those we love once again when we make our own transition back to Source. How we spend our time and energy here does matter. It matters very much. If we choose to live in a place of peace and balance, we can evolve on a spiritual level while still here, and then the transition for us back from this life back to Source will be much easier. Or we can also choose the opposite. However we choose to live here and now will only serve in our understanding of the bigger picture. We are all connected, but we are not all on the same level of understanding. Some learn the more complex lessons sooner than others, and many have already learned and have come back to assist. Living from a place of peace and knowing also assists those we love on the other side. They're able to do their work that they are busy with instead of being held back by our pain. Please don't misunderstand that statement. We who are here need to grieve, and we need to feel the loss. But we also need to move forward. If we are still grieving decades after the transition, then we are hampering the evolution of the loved one across the veil. Many times counselors have sent clients my way to help crack the shell of unresolved grief. Mediumship should never be a replacement for grief counseling, but it is a valuable tool in achieving this plateau of peace so that real healing can begin. So how do we achieve peace in hard situations? My answer to this is by practicing gratitude. By remembering the times and the things that we are glad that we have and that we have had. By being completely present in the moment and appreciating all that surrounds us. Our life here is never going to be perfect, but it will always be a learning process of awakening and moving forward. As we understand more, we understand there is more to learn, much more. Will we ever reach nirvana? Perhaps. But while we're here, our peacefulness with the process is paramount. Look at every experience as a learning experience. See through the eyes of observing rather than judging. Take note of how it feels and where it takes you. Many times when I'm doing a mediumship reading for people, they want to know why. Why did you die? How did this happen? Who did this? And many times as they're asking this question, the message that I'm getting from the person across the veil is that it doesn't matter. I love you. It's been my experience that the energy of the person who has crossed doesn't want to focus on their transition. They'll validate it so the person having the reading understands who they're talking to, but they don't want you to focus all your memory on how they died. Yes, they come to their memorial services. Yes, they love the flowers. Sometimes they sit with the people, but that wasn't their whole life. They want you to look back, remember who they were and what they accomplished. Most of all, they want you to remember how much they loved you. They want you to love the other people that you interact with here. This is a very hard time of year for many people for obvious reasons. Many times we'll stop celebrating the holidays. We'll abandon our ritual that brought us comfort. The nativity scenes, singing the Christmas carols, putting up the tree, exchanging gifts. That's not the energy that they want for us on this side. They want us to feel joy. It's easier for them to connect with us when we're in a good energy, when we're feeling joyful and happy. Just as it's not enjoyable generally to be around someone who's very depressed, who has a very low energy field, it's very hard for them to drop their energy and connect with you when you're in that kind of a space. If you are feeling the pain of a passing right now, remember the happy times. Remember what you used to do. Find a way to start celebrating something different. If you've never celebrated the solstice, look into the celebration of lights. Look into the tradition of the Yule log. Do something different this year. Start a new tradition. They'll come. They'll be there with you. They don't abandon us just because they cross to the other side. Was talking to a lady today about children, and there's one young man in particular. His father has been very instrumental in helping finding other lost children and bringing people that hurt children to justice. He took his pain and he moved it forward in a very, very good direction. Being able to help others find closure has helped his heart heal. It doesn't lessen the pain that his son is no longer with him here. It never stops the wondering, the what ifs. But he took his pain and he moved it in a forward direction to help thousands of other people. His son would have been 33 years old now, possibly would have had children of his own. I get a very good feeling from the energy of this young man that's crossed. The feeling that I get stronger than anything is don't cry for me. I'm okay. I feel like it was not a hard passage for him. I felt like he, in his in his script before he incarnated, he made the agreement that he would help many, many others by his early passing, and he was aware of that, and he knew that. Who are our soul groups? Who do we sit down with and have this conversation with? I know somebody's scratching their head out there. Soul groups are the energies that we reincarnate with time and time again. Sometimes people in those groups will be in our immediate families. Sometimes they'll be our neighbors. Sometimes they'll be the neighbor we don't care for. Sometimes they'll be people we work with. Sometimes they'll be people that we work for. They're usually a familiar energy, and they usually push us. They push us to help us learn higher truths. If we get along with people all the time and everything is always fine, there's nothing to heal and nothing to work on. If we have a life that's relatively easy and we have no challenges or we have no pain or we're not stretched, we don't really learn anything. And a lot of times, if we can keep that in mind, if we've had a transition or a passing, if we can keep that in mind, that what is the bigger picture of this person's life and what is it, what are they trying to teach us? What were they here? What are our major struggles and what were their major struggles? In the case of the person that I referenced earlier, who is very, very precious to me, this person had made some life choices that put them in a situation that ended up ultimately taking their life. And when I was able to understand that through a reading, that this energy had taken responsibility for the actions that put them where they were the night that they crossed, understood that the actions that those actions were going to touch everyone else in their family that loved them, it was going to take some time to touch all of them. It was easier to understand. It was easier to to let go of the anger of the person that took the life. Sometimes, I know in the cases of suicide, there is a lot of anger around that because we don't understand why they left. Sometimes people just leave. If we can always look from the perspective of the observer, it doesn't lessen the pain, but it changes the pain. It changes the feeling. We can understand the interactions of the wives, the husbands, the children, the coworkers, things like that. There is always a higher perspective and a higher reason. So we expect grandparents to pass away. That's usually not so shocking, but we don't expect children to pass away. When we're young, we don't expect our friends to pass away. But it happens, and it happens to people every day. The healing work of mediumship is one, and it's kind of neat when this happens for the first time, is the validation to let you know that, yes, they are around you. They are still interacting with you. They do see what you do every day. No, they don't watch you in private moments. There's a new book out on the market about that, and the title of it just cracks me up. They don't care about that stuff. What they care about is that you know that you're loved. Once they have validated who they are for you, then they will come through with the message that's important. If you loved that person and their passing affected you, they want to let you know that you're important also. Okay. If you are out there and you would like to have a mini reading, I'd like to invite you to call in. Let me go ahead and give you those phone numbers in case you didn't catch them the first time. They are 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, 888-228-4494, and this one works anywhere on the planet, 877-489-6350. Okay. I want to talk about knowing. What is knowing? What is that word? Knowing is that part of us that just understands, that part of us that when we get in the car and we decide not to go the same way that we always go and we avoid a collision or we avoid a major traffic jam, that knowing is our intuition. Everyone has it. Psychics and mediums, as I understand it and I truly believe, we are not special people. We have just learned to listen a little better. It takes a while to get to the point where we can listen. Now, when we're children, we have that ability. Children are very psychic, if we're going to put that label on them. They know when to get out of the way. They know when somebody's going to hurt them. They live by that intuition. As we start to socialize, potty training, going to school, those kind of things, we stop listening. We kind of plug our ears. We lose our imaginary friends who could be spirit guides or angels. And we start to tune into what we're supposed to do or what would be right or what's expected and logical. A lot of times it takes us a while to get back to the point to where we can use that intuition and we can remember that radar system that we used to operate from. So one of my intentions in life, or one of the things that I'm doing, is teaching people to remember how to use that intuition that we have, that we were born with. It's innate. We came with it. The reason that I would like everyone on the planet to study mediumship. I know that's not going to happen, but I would like that. Because when we study mediumship, we go deeper and deeper into our own consciousness. We go deeper and deeper into our own understanding. As we do readings and we get information for the sitter or the client, the person that wants to connect with someone on the other side, usually there's an understanding in the reading for us, too. Someone else's reading is none of our business, but it will usually strike a chord within us. I know it does for me. It just seems to open another level of understanding. And that's exciting because that is never going to stop. What is peace? Everybody talks about peace, you know. What do you want for Christmas? Peace. I want new snowshoes, by the way, if anybody wants to get me a present. What is peace? Peace is that place where you're comfortable with where you're at. Everything's working. So I do think we have a caller. We're going to go ahead and take it. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Julie. It's Noella calling from Canada.
Hi, Noella from
Canada.
Are you cold down there?
It's actually about -7 Celsius, but lots of snow.
Okay.
Nice, pretty white.
Very good. I'm seeing either a full sun or a full moon right behind you. Do you understand this?
Sorry?
I'm seeing like a full sun or a full moon behind you. Do you understand this?
Not really, but...
Okay, have you been...
Moon not long ago, but I don't...
Yeah, we just... Saturday night. Are you planning a tropical trip, or are you planning to go somewhere where you would be on a beach with the sun?
Boy, I'd love that, but no, actually, I'm trying to sell a house.
Okay. I'm seeing a beach, and I'm seeing a full sun. Was that part of the deal if you sell a house? Were you going to take a vacation?
Oh, that would be, yeah, I would love, I sure could use one.
Okay, focus on the vacation and let the house sell itself.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, kind of like...
Mostly because my daughter's university is still waiting to be paid partially.
sell the house.
So I just keep telling her, I've got my message out there, I'm just trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like trying to visualize it sold already.
Well, what I'm feeling will help that along is if you focus on something more for yourself, like a vacation.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, and then, yeah, what that does is...
A power place would be nice.
It alleviates the stress. Does the name Norman mean anything to you?
Norman?
Uh-huh.
No, that's a new name.
Okay, I'm hearing the name Norman really, really loud.
Okay.
And you have a brother?
I don't know anybody by that name.
Okay, you have a brother, is that right?
Yeah, I've got two brothers.
Okay, Norman is connected to your brother.
Okay.
Do you have like a lighter sandy haired brother?
I have one brother that lives in the city that I do, and the other one's out in Vancouver.
Okay, does one of them have lighter sandy colored hair?
I guess so. I would think it would be the youngest brother, because the other one is more gray.
Norman is connected with the sandy haired brother.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Would you?
So he's a friend of his?
Yes, and he's crossed, and you need to bring it up casually in conversation next time.
Oh, really? He never mentioned anything, so okay, I'll be gentle with that.
Yeah, you can always preface that with, I had a dream.
Okay, yeah, because I don't want to, especially Christmas time, people just go through, you know, depression on its own, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they do.
Okay. So Norman is doing okay?
Yep. Okay. And Norman just, it's like a hello.
Okay.
Just telling him hello, yeah.
Hello, okay. And Norman would be around 40 something? Because that's what my brother would...
I have no idea how old Norman is.
Oh, it's kind of hard to tell. Yes, right? In spirit we can be. I'm picturing that you can see him. I don't know if you feel them or you see them. I'm not sure.
I do
how.
All of that, but right now I'm hearing the name. Yeah. I wish it were
amazing.
Like a TV show. That would work really great.
Okay.
Sometimes we
aunt,
just get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not supposed to, like my aunt has missed. She lost her daughter and her husband within the last year, and she keeps saying, "I can't feel them around me." And I said, "Well, it's because you're a little too depressed." Still,
yep.
I'm not sure if that affects the way they can come in.
It does. It makes it. Think of it this way. It's their energy vibrates very, very high, like a ceiling fan that's on high speed.
Right.
And ours is lower, so it's kind of like they have to almost jump in a pool and swim down to the bottom.
Oh, okay.
When our energy is very, very low, we have made the bottom. Deeper.
Yes.
Get your friend.
That makes sense because it's energy, right?
Absolutely. If you can encourage your friend to remember things that make her happy or make her laugh about the one that has crossed, that's going to make it easier to connect.
Yeah, I've been calling her almost every day because this time of year is tough. And I keep telling her, oh, they've made it, don't worry. Because she says, how do you know if they've crossed over and they're not stuck on the earth plane? And I said, I'm sure that they've crossed over. And she watches this ghost whisperer.
Yeah.
Where she's trying to help. Oh, it's my aunt. It's like she tries. It's a show that people are helped across to the other side.
Those are earth signs. And that's a really good show, but there's a difference. Those are souls that are stuck.
Okay.
That need, and that's my one beef with the ghost shows and things like that, is that unless somebody's very, very attached to their things here or very, 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 very angry people, very negative people.
Okay.
They're not going to be stuck like that. They're going to cross right over like they walk from the living room to the kitchen.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, he was holding, you know, that's the way I see it, too. I see, I told her, I said, his daughter was there already before him, and I said, he wanted to go see his daughter. I said, he would be stuck. Uh-huh. I'm just trying to tell her this. I don't know if it's real or true, but I can't see him being stuck.
No.
He wasn't angry. Well, he was angry at himself.
When you have a stuck energy around you, that's when things start to break. That's like when animals won't go in a room.
Okay.
The hair stands up on the back of your neck.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
My dog sometimes barks at nothing. I can't see anything around. It's 3 in the morning, and I'm going, okay, who's visiting me now? I don't know. I can't sense myself at that moment.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's just something he hears. I think it's his hearing.
Well, it is his hearing, and there is somebody there with you. Animals.
Well,
animals.
I always say those that come from, the creator, Mm-hmm. They're welcome. Those that don't, please don't come see me.
Animals have no reason to deny the world they live in. They live totally in the moment.
Yeah, we can learn a lot from them, can't we?
We can learn a whole bunch from them. People that read pets or people that read animals are very, very tuned in because they tune into the animal's energy.
I think that's all. I've been trying to work on aura, seeing the light around things. You know, I had one of those aura pictures done, and I'd love to be able to
see
that.
Were you orange?
I was at the... it came out like a green-yellow and magenta with some white around my right side.
Okay, because I'm feeling really orange right now.
Orange? Oh, that's
orange,
cool.
Yeah.
Is orange a good color?
They're all good colors.
Yeah, they're all good colors. They're mood colors, though, eh? When you see them, or are they mood, like just the mood you're in, or...?
They work like moods, yeah, but they're where our energy is right now. So when you had the magenta around you, you were very connected to guides, guardians, and angels, and you said blue and green, is that right?
Yeah, it's like when I read it, like, you know, because they did it electronically, like you put your fingers in these electrodes, and the colors you see in the pictures, it didn't really match what the reading said because it came out like green, aquamarine.
Uh-huh.
And I can't see anything, but there was a lot of yellow, of yellow. But then she had orange in there too.
Yeah, that's what I got with orange when you started talking about it.
That's cool. I wanted to know what the white was, and they said
white
that's
is
your spirit.
White's connection with the creator. That's a good thing.
Oh yeah, because mine
had
that's
a very good thing.
It was like shoulder around my right shoulder, if you could see, because you could barely see the face. And then it had a round circle in it. And I said, oh, God, that looks like a donut. But what the? It had like a little circle, like it was white, but a little circle. So it wasn't pure all the way?
Those are called orbs.
Orbs,
and
little dots. Yeah, someone said
that's actually a spirit.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I think that's so wonderful when you can actually visualize all this as well and capture it. Orbs are wonderful, I think.
Yes.
Do
you have a digital camera?
I don't have a digital camera, but my daughter does. I can ask her.
Okay, well, ask Santa for a digital camera, and the next time that your dog starts barking, start taking some pictures. Yeah.
Just take some pictures in the dark. It's like not with the light on, right?
Not with the light on. It doesn't light on or light off. Just start taking pictures, and I bet you will see orbs.
Oh, cool. Are they, like, just spirit beings?
Yes, they're spirits.
Yeah, because I've seen them online. I've seen a lot of orbs, like people have taken pictures, and they're intelligent and conscious, right?
Yes, they're the energy or the mind of somebody that has crossed.
Oh, they are? So, okay, because I wasn't
they'd be
sure
like
if they
you
were
with no
interdimensional
body.
Or... I thought they were interdimensional as well. Like, I wasn't
they
sure.
Can, yeah. Yeah, we're not
but
the only... We are not the only thing out there.
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, actually, once when I was 18, I was visiting Europe, and I woke up, and there was this orange little orb above my head, and it looked like a little moon. And I woke up the other girls and said, am I imagining this, or is this above my head? And they all thought, but we got scared because we didn't know what it was.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, so I thought, is that a bad thing or a good thing, you know?
Well, a lot of times we want to label things good or bad or evil or friendly. We stop doing that because they just are.
Just are, okay.
They just
you know why? Because it had also a scent of sulfur with it, sort of a funny smell came. So that's why we weren't sure. So
what
we
did
were
the
also,
smell
it
remind
smelled
you
like
of?
Sulfur. You know, like
what did the smell remind you of?
What would that mean?
Well, what did it mean to you? What did the sulfur smell like?
What did it
make you think of?
Like, you know, I don't know have you ever smelled sulfur, like when you took chemistry in high school?
Yeah, I know what it smelled like.
Okay, that's what it
smelled
like.
To me, I'm going to assume that somebody thought it was something evil or scary, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's
smell.
The... it wasn't. And
they were just stinky?
Just stinky, and I got to tell you
this. Bad body odor?
Yeah, well, sometimes they
bad
have...
bad body odor.
They have a phenomenal sense of humor, and they will play with us like that.
Oh, okay. Because, it smelled like someone who hadn't had a bathroom.
Yep. When you, that's called clair olfactory, and when you get that, what you want to do is pay attention to what is the first thing that pops in your head. What does it remind you of?
Okay.
That's what it's trying to tell you.
Yeah, because it was the other girls that were all reacting, getting scared, and then I thought, okay. I wasn't
it's
really
fire
that
and brimstone,
scared. I was more I was more like, ooh, that's interesting. What's that?
Yeah.
I was like, I want you to see this. Am I crazy?
Yeah, no.
I don't know if everyone can see what you can see, you know. Like,
we all have the ability. Some of us are stronger in some areas than other areas.
Right.
The best way to develop, right?
Are you a seer, Julie? Like you hear, you see, you smell, you do like it all?
I do all of it. Here's what they give me a lot of times. They'll give me symbolism through old TV shows, songs. They'll show me my family members to show me who we're talking about.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They
were
work
you
with
born
a lot of my...
This?
Yes.
You were born with this gift?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so and it runs in your family?
My father did this, and my children do this, but they don't like to admit that they do this.
Yeah, it runs in my family a bit, too. Like people will say they have dreams that come true, or... I've had some experiences when I was young, but I thought everybody when they were young had these experiences, so...
We do.
Yeah. But they don't talk about it.
Well, a lot of people are taught that they're bad, or they're taught to be afraid of them, or they're taught that there's something that's going to hurt them.
Yeah,
so
like I slept on a bunk bed when I was 5, and my brother would be below me, and I would see his spirit body walking up the ladder and looking at me, and then he'd be sleeping below me, and I'm going, he can't be in two places at the same time, you know, and that was kind of funny.
So did you believe your eyes, or did you believe the...
I put the blanket over my head and shook my head. I was a coward. I'm not as brave. I find it intriguing after, but when it's happening, it's scary. A little scary.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's out of the norm, as you know. Mm-hmm. But I really appreciate all your messages, and I will definitely try to find out about Norman.
Yeah,
and contact my brother. And I wish you and yours a great Christmas. Okay.
You too. Thank you very, very much.
And you, thank you for all your kind work.
You're
thank
welcome. You
have a bye bye.
Bye bye. Have a great evening. Well, I was just sitting here shuffling through some angel cards while we were talking, and it's kind of funny because the one that I pulled was the Angel of Peace. I bring you new tranquility and a smoother road ahead. I just, that's spirit sense of humor there again, to let me know that we're talking about the right thing and we're on the right track. She brought up some interesting points and some interesting questions. how do we get this? Are we born with this? Have we always done this? Yes, 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 and yes. I firmly believe that we are all born with the ability to do this. As we're socialized and as we're taught, some of us are encouraged and some of us are discouraged. I have kind of run the gamut in my lifetime, so I have an understanding of being encouraged and of being discouraged. In my family, with my own children, I truly try to encourage their abilities, and they kind of chagrin that. But if I was to discourage them, then they would probably try to expand their abilities. The neat thing about the orbs, I like that she was talking about that. We had our class Christmas party for the foundation last Saturday night, and in a lot of the pictures that were taken, there were orbs, lots of orbs, some very, very big orbs, and one lady actually had ducks around her. That I thought that was kind of interesting. We never know what's going to show up. If you have an animal in the house that barks, like that lady's dog did, get yourself a digital camera and just start taking pictures, Okay. If the flash goes off, that's great. If it doesn't go off, that's great. If you want to turn on the light, that'll work. If the orbs are there, you'll catch them. You'll get them with the digital camera. And sometimes when you look in the orbs or you blow them up, you can actually see faces in them. So that's kind of creepy, but that's kind of fun to do. You wonder, who was that? So, I want to get back. Let's see to what we were talking about. What is peace? I thought that's probably why I pulled that card. What is peace? Peace is, for me, I guess I could define that as no worries. Totally and completely in the moment. Totally and completely trusting that all is well. I believe, and from what I felt in the experience of channeling energy and information from the other side, that when we cross to peace. Completely in the moment. No worries. Total bliss. Total understanding. Kind of like being the small child and knowing that when I wake up, there will be breakfast, or when I wake up, you will hug me and be glad to see me. Doesn't happen for everybody, but just that feeling of that. Peace comes from inner balance. If your life is not peaceful right now, if you're having a hard time with things or you don't particularly enjoy the holidays, really get into meditation, really get into or yoga, something that's going to help you find inner balance. So, we have another caller. I want to go ahead and take that. Hello.
Good evening, Joy.
Hi.
This is Millie.
Hi, Millie. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I have a question, though.
You bet.
In listening to what you were saying about the contract, It made me think of the book Return from Heaven by Carol Bowman, where she says in there that at times during the pregnancy, the soul of the baby may change its mind, and it will leave.
Yep.
What happens if after the baby's born, even say some years later, the soul changes its mind about fulfilling this contract for whatever reason? What happens?
Well, I think in that case, you can have a couple of different outcomes. You could have what's called a walk-in situation where the soul actually leaves and another one inhabits the body, or you can have an early death, or what's called an out. Have you ever met a walk-in, Millie?
Not knowingly.
They're interesting folks. I met one lady who remembers nothing before her 35th year.
Well, that sounds like my husband.
she
has trouble remembering yesterday.
Yeah. She was the clearest case of a walk-in.
That brings up another question. Can a walk-in situation happen more than once in somebody's lifetime?
I would imagine it can. I don't think there would be a limit. It would be unusual, but yeah. It would be interesting. Walk-ins, for
the
those of you
that
don't know,
happening to doesn't understand what's going on, though, right?
You know, I don't know. If the soul leaves, which is emptying the vessel, allowing for the walk-in to come in and take over, I would imagine that, like the lady that I know, the 35 years, doesn't remember, the soul that inhabited the body initially went back to source. So, neither one of them knew.
How does she know she's a walk-in?
She doesn't know. This is really interesting. She has no memory of life before turning 35. The family will show her.
How do you know that she's a walk-in?
How do I know?
Yeah.
I just know. She's one of the. You remember you had talked about the person that hadn't had that was the new soul. No memory of past life.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. it was kind of similar. This person in this body now, this woman, has no memory of life before 35. It's like she was born when she turned 35.
So that would mean that any childhood traumas that affect later in life wouldn't be there.
She wouldn't have any.
Yeah.
The soul that had the trauma.
Most people have something in their childhood that me, as an adult looking at it, may not look traumatic, but from the child's point of view, it is something.
Sure, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But
have that memory, you don't have that affecting you either then later on.
Right. Exactly. If you didn't have a childhood, you wouldn't have a childhood memory.
Or childhood trauma.
Exactly. Yeah, she was a very interesting person. She made masks, and they were bizarre, but they were really intriguing, kind of childlike, but kind of not. Interesting person, and she had channeled her frustration or her need to, she's like, oh, why don't I remember any of this, into let me create some artwork that's different and kind of not alien-looking works of art, but very, very different. I mean, a very different creativity.
Now, I've done a lot of different kinds of past life regressions, but I have yet to regress somebody that's a rock-in.
Yeah.
Or to regress somebody to actually, well, they wouldn't really be able to regress to that earlier part of their life because that wouldn't be there
yeah.
for them to regress through it that packed up and left with the first soul.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, now that I think about it, I'm sure knowing the universe, it will present me with such a situation.
Mm-hmm. If there's anyone out there that thinks you're a walk-in and would like a past life regression, Millie
is
the gal.
And I won't be so totally surprised at it coming up now that we've talked about that. So how do they keep track of all the contracts when this sort of thing is going on?
I believe they're kept in the Akashic Records.
They have a pretty good filing system.
Well, there's where the Akashic Records come in.
they must have one of those really super duper kind of computer system to keep track
mm-hmm.
of all that sort of thing.
Yeah, with
but,
smoke coming out of the back.
The walk-ins, do they tend to more leave because the situation that they came here to be involved in didn't come about like it was supposed to?
Well, let me answer that question this way. With babies that I've had come through that were either miscarriages or abortions, when they decided not to incarnate or decided to leave the body, they had a feeling of the direction that the life was going to go in and decided it was not the best time for everybody, like the mom, the dad, the brother, the sister. Decided maybe we'll do it another time or maybe I'll just hover around you. In the case of the 35-year-old woman, I think she was in her 40s when I met her, I don't know why the soul that was inhabiting the body initially decided to leave. And she didn't either. It sounds like the family that, that the body came from was pretty well intact and very supportive and a good family. It's just time to go.
And I wonder if this happens with animals.
Well, if it happens with us, I'm sure it does happen with animals. Now, let me ask you this. On the animal soul plane, I've heard so many different beliefs or thoughts on the animal soul group. One person that I talked to truly believes that animal souls go back to one collective soul. I don't know. That hasn't been my experience.
I haven't really dealt with much in that area. The main
mm-hmm.
thing has been the spirit that came as an eagle and said
yeah.
what takes place, that the animals
right.
and come as any kind of soul. And he didn't really say exactly where they come from, right? Just it is an information I have gotten into. Mm-hmm. And
well, here's something to think about.
Find me.
Yeah, well, here's something to think about. We have our little tiny Pomeranian. Every once in a while, we'll take on the characteristics of a Bouvier we used to have. Now, those two breeds of dogs are very different. The Pomeranian, the head is about the size of the Bouvier's paw.
Right.
So I would wonder if the Bouvier every once in a while inhabits the body of the Pom. Because she'll sit like he used to sit, she'll make the noise he used to make, and then she'll get back to normal.
If it is the same soul,
yeah,
it would have those past memories.
Yeah, right.
Having been another dog, and just like we will tend to, without realizing it, act out some of the memories that we've had from past lives. The
mm-hmm.
animals do too.
Yeah.
From what the ego said, that they can come as different animals. Then that would explain some of this really crazy behavior that we see with some animals, where
uh-huh.
they'll say, you know, this dog really thinks he's a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uses the litter box and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes you see some animals that pair up, too, are very
mm-hmm.
unusual, and you wonder how that can be. And
yeah.
Perhaps because in the previous life they were the same kind of animal.
That
there's a lot
sense.
To learn yet.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much more for us to learn. There's so much we don't know. And isn't that exciting?
And we want to know it all.
Yeah.
We want it now.
That's where that big computer
was. Really been enjoyable.
In.
I'm glad I called in and asked you about that.
Yeah.
It's something that I've been kind of thinking about for some time, and then you touched on it tonight, and I thought, aha. I'll call
and
ask her.
Thank you. Yeah, Millie, good to hear from you. Have a great
day. Same here. Stay warm.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Millie does, if you didn't listen to the last two shows, Millie was my guest. She's a hypnotherapist, and one of her specialties is animals. And so if you have any questions about that, or if you think you might be a walk-in, and one of the characteristics is you have no memory of what happened prior to a certain time. Get in touch with me, and I can get you in touch with Millie. I believe her website, if I remember correctly, is hypnoconnections.net. Not .com, but .net. So this is really, really interesting. And like Millie was saying, the more we know, the more we realize there's a lot more to know. And it's neat to have that evolution in consciousness where we can finally understand that. There is so much more out there than we know. We're never going to know it all. When we do, and this is my personal belief, when we do know it all, we have reached nirvana. And nirvana is that point when we're nothing and we're okay with that. We know that we're nothing. We have no problem being nothing. I don't know if it's because we've been in everything or experienced everything, or it's just the natural progression. In any case, this hour has flown by again. Thank you to those of you who have called in, and please make a note on your calendar. Our next show will be January 2nd, 2009, at 4 p.m. That'll be 3 p.m. Alaska time. So if you're listening up here, make sure your boss is busy. And make sure you're on the internet and that you've got your headset on. For my friends on the East Coast, you don't have to stay up so late now. Everyone, have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful Christmas, solstice, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is you celebrate. Celebrate it with much vim and vigor and happiness in your heart. And know this, above all else, you are very, very loved. Good night.